It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. You heard that correctly. This is the Lunch Show. Before we get started into the birthdays, I just want to say a few things. You can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And be sure to click on all those things that support the show, and you know what they are. Just start clicking, baby. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Jessica Alba is 41. Penelope Cruz is 48, both of which are movie stars, I'm sure you're aware of. Ferruccio Lamborghini passed away in 1993. That's right. You probably recognize the name Lamborghini. Yeah, today would be his birthday. Not sure how old he would be, but you are more than welcome to do the math. Oh, here's a good one. Jay Leno, 72. I tell you, I've got more credits for Jay Leno. He has earned his car cred by catching himself on fire. Pretty cool. Drew Scott, 44. He was one of the twins on The Property Brothers. So having said that, that only leads to reason that his brother, Jonathan Scott, is also 44 today. Also on this day, in 1945, Benito Mussolini was executed. In 2003, Apple launched the iTunes Store. And in 1881, Billy the Kid escaped from prison in New Mexico and was killed months later by Pat Garrett. All right, we've got breaking news. Jerry Springer, former Cincinnati mayor and talk show host, dead at 79. Apparently, he had a brief illness, and I don't recall what the illness is. I don't think they've shared that yet, but he has passed away. All right, this one is from Newsmax. GOP's bill would slam brakes on Biden's student loan agenda. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. That would be slamming the brakes on everyone that's paid off a student loan from getting screwed over. All right, this one from CNN. This is a great story. It's not the good story, the good news story at the end, but this is a good one, though. Michigan 7th grader safely brings a full school bus to a stop after a driver loses consciousness. So this kid, I guess, obviously he's in the first couple rows of the bus. He witnesses the driver call into headquarters and say, look, I need a replacement driver. I'm feeling dizzy. I'm going to pull over here. So before he managed to pull over, he passed out, and this kid's like, oh God, you know, and runs up there and grabs the wheel. I guess the bus was headed into opposing traffic. The kid grabs the wheel, slams on the brakes, saves a school bus full of kids from possibly all getting killed. I don't know the details, but that's the gist of the story. So hats off to that kid. Yeah, we got a little hero on our hands in Michigan. Good job, buddy. All right, we've got an update here. We reported in last episode that Jackass star Bam Margera was on the run and had a warrant for his arrest by the Pennsylvania State Police. Well, we've got an update, as I mentioned, and this one is from NBC News. Jackass star Bam Margera surrenders to police in PA, authorities say. All right, so it went down without any issues, from what I read. And Bam has pleaded not guilty to the following three charges: simple assault, harassment, terroristic threats. So apparently he threatened to kill everyone in the house at the time, or all, you know, all his family members or something to that nature. So yeah, we'll see how quickly all these charges get dropped for him because he's a celebrity. And you know what time it is now. It's time for something that we do every episode to keep us in high spirits as we head into the weekend. It's time for some good news. But before we do that, remember to email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. All right, here we go. Dog with lopsided face finds loving family who drove more than 2,500 miles to save him. Unbelievable. We got a subtitle here. Harvey the Husky has a unique look after an injury to his face as a young pup. Well, that's sad. Can you imagine a little puppy getting his face crushed somehow? I don't know. That's actually very sad. However, this dog was in a kennel or the pound or whatever, and for months, and people were just like, ew, you know, no one wanted anything to do with this dog. And this lady up in Seattle, she's a social media junkie, sees this dog, and she's like, oh my God, I want this dog so bad. And eventually made the decision to drive to San Diego from Seattle and then round trip to pick this dog up. Now, I know we like our dogs, but that's impressive stuff there. Hats off to them. This dog apparently had a ton of character and was a great dog. And so that is a feel-good story for sure, to put a smile on your face going into this weekend. But that is the episode for today. I wish you all a happy weekend. And remember, as always, keep kicking ass in your life. And until Tuesday, peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.